VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three American service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. The U.S. forces Afghanistan told VOA that a vehicle-borne bomb exploded near a convoy on a security patrol near Bagram Air Base, the largest U.S. military base in the country. It's about 50 kilometers north of Kabul. A man from the eastern state of Maryland has been arrested for an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a judge. Federal prosecutors plan to ask a judge not to grant bail for 28-year-old Rondell Henry of Germantown, Maryland, during a court appearance on Tuesday. They'll argue he's a flight risk and a threat to the community. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization, targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic State's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policy is wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News.